Please welcome to the stage, Bobcat Goldthwait!
Oh, thank you! Please, sit down. Thanks. Thank you. Oh, thank you very much. Oh, thanks. Thanks for coming. You don't look the same either. A lot of you are just staring at me going, I thought it was going to be the black guy from Police Academy who makes funny noises. And then some of you think I'm dead. That's a weird thing I get. People think I'm going to come out here and like for 45 minutes to an hour and go, ah! Which sounds like it would be fun, but eventually it'd be a dick in all of our asses. We'd be like, is he gonna tell any jokes? This is really annoying. You know, I've been on movies and I've been on television, but you don't know what a thrill it is for me to finally be playing Glendale. If you can make it in Glendale, that's what they say. I said I don't look the same. I'm bald. I don't think I'm faking you out. I'll show you my balding pate. I'm not like Bret Michaels, you know. It's like, oh, I'll just wear a bandana all the time. These whores will never catch on. Going bald sucks. I'll tell you what's worse. Gray pubic hairs. Sweet shit, that was a sad day. I looked down, I was like, oh no. I'd like to tell you I'm not this vain, but I plucked them right out, I did. And I look so much younger from here to here. I look like I got a 22-year-old nutsack, easy, easy. Did you lose weight? No, my nuts are no longer salt and pepper. Or Spinderella, all right. You're an interesting crowd. You're kind of young. I'm looking for old people because that I used to. Yeah. I used to do shows and I'd be backstage going, "Fuck, there's a lot of old people." And then tonight I'm going, "Fuck, there's not a lot of old people." I haven't done stand-up in a long time, and I have other things that I do for a living. I direct and I do other stuff, but here's a, no, well thanks, but there's a connection that I make with a live audience that I just don't get when I'm, I ran out of money, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not gonna lie. This taping is part of the alimony tour. We are all paying for a pool that none of us swim in. That sounded dirtier than I wanted to sound. I'm not implying my ex-wife's vagina is the size of a swimming pool.
Aflac sucks!
Aflac sucks? Do you really think I'm Gilbert Gottfried? I'm not Gilbert Gottfried. I can truly, when he got fired, this happened today. When he got fired, I gotta tell you, I go, maybe they'll call. I spent the afternoon walking around the house quacking. Aflac! No, I gotta make it my own. Aflac! There you go. There, I'll put a spin on it. Snappity-doo! So this is a true story. Now, I know I'm not a piece of ass by any stretch of the imagination. I really don't. And I haven't done stand-up in a while, but I was on the road. This is a true story. This drunk young girl came up to me after a show, and she's like, she was flirting with me. She goes, if you came home with me right now, I would fuck you all night. Well, wait, that's not really flirting, actually. That's the Hail Mary pass, isn't it? Like, I'm like, what is she trying to say? What's the subtext here? I will fuck you all up. And the point was, I was supposed to get all horny, like, ooh, right? but I'm 48. Like, I'll fuck you all night. I'm like, ugh. All night? Jesus, that sounds terrible. Just me? Really? Like, she would have gotten further with me if she said, I will fuck you once and then cuddle all night. Or she said, I will fuck you once, cuddle, and then make you a low-sodium breakfast. That might actually test the bounds of my matrimony. I had a minor heart attack a while ago, and